This world shall know pain. Almighty Push!
The fuck up, samurai. We have a city to burn.
Sir, permission to leave the station.
For what purpose, Master Chief?
To give the Covenant back their bomb.
Permission granted.
I sacrifice my dark magician to bring forth Sugoi Summit.
Okay, what is up, buddy? Everyone? Welcome back to the summit. We are doing a different, more free chill episode this week. We have two podcast lore legends, you could say, honestly, at this point. So we got our boy Tiberius here. He is someone that I've talked about a couple times now if you listen to the other episodes. He is a YouTuber. He helps me out with my thumbnails every now and then. I bounce thumbnail ideas off of him. This isn't a fair thing to say, mainly a Jujutsu Kaisen YouTuber, but it seems like it's been going that way recently. Slash game show host slash podcaster. And the other one is the more important legend. I'm sorry, Tiberius, but Jaquan.
You're
he's
right.
The GameStop manager that stay hooking me up with all this fucking lit collection shit. Even though
here's your flowers.
He be stealing some of my shit sometimes, you know what I'm saying? I forgot about the Whitebeard and the other thing, you know what I'm saying?
I got it right here.
At least I know that you're a fellow Straw Hat and you appreciate him at least. Like, at least it wasn't like a Naruto fan that got the Chase Whitebeard. And you took the Jinbei from me too, ain't?
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah, see, the next one gotta be me.
Jinbei just looks like a fat Mr. Nuisance.
I almost had to hit Jaquan up the other day because we went to first of all, I'm telling you, you got my message, right, bro? Whoever that girl is, you gotta promote her. She was mad nice.
I saw you was talking about her. I was like, yeah.
Mad helpful. Mm-hmm. We went in there randomly to GameStop and we just saw the amiibos, the Link and the Zelda amiibo for Tears of the Kingdom drop finally. I guess the Link's been out, but the Zelda and the Ganondorf just dropped, and I guess they restocked the Link.
Yeah, but Link came out first, and then Zelda and Ganon came out like afterwards or something.
I was so confused because I was seeing these bitches for like $35 on eBay. So originally, I just had her ring up me up for the Link or for the Zelda because I was like, I'm not paying fucking $75 for two of these bitches. And that was only $15, and I was like, "Oh shit! Can you find the other one for me too?" All the shit was in the back. I only saw it because there was one Zelda on the counter, like behind the counter, like someone was waiting to come pick it up. And I was like, "Hey, you got any more of them laying around somewhere?" She was like, "Yeah, but we don't have them out yet." She was like, "We don't have them out yet." I was like, "You think you could get them out for me?"
Damn. You know, if you do that exact same sentence in New Orleans during Mardi Gras and you give them a bead.
My God!
They'll show you something else.
Yeah, I believe it. Not in 2023.
Can you pull them out?
Catch a fucking sexual harassment lawsuit. That's what you're asking. You catch them.
You getting booked?
Oh, Bourbon Street. Bourbon Street's wild. That's like the wild, wild west of.
I never got to go, but my cousin who was on the last podcast, Wanderlust, he did actually go to Mardi Gras before. So
yeah, there's a video running around on Facebook about a lady just pulling her pants down and getting her booty ate on the street.
That's why I stay in York, Pennsylvania, because I don't got to worry about none of that shit happening on the street here.
Bro, I was like, that is just ratchet. I feel dirty for looking at this.
No, I feel you. You just see, like, ugh, I thought I got
like, I don't do dirty jokes. I don't do sus humor or anything
also,
like that.
I also
so.
Want it to be known... everyone, before we start here, because this is the main theme of this episode is just going to be some things I've noticed between Jujutsu Kaisen and Hunter x Hunter that I want to talk about. Because I feel like Jujutsu Kaisen, as like, I feel like it's lacking a little bit. especially in this second season here. And there's a couple reasons why. I want to see what Tib thinks. I know you're a big Jujutsu Kaisen rep.
Yeah,
I actually don't know where Jaquan. I don't know where Jaquan stand with this.
Yeah, that's all. I want to hear what you have to say first before. Friday.
Yeah, I'm a gay gagger, loud and proud.
Yeah,
I don't blame you. Yeah, I do want it to be known that I was actually on Tiberius's show before. It's a anime statue gaming show where you guess the price, kind of like a Price is Right kind of thing, but with anime statues. And I won that bitch, right?
There's no proof of this. 30
seconds. I know there's no proof of this. I made
it. I backed it.
Yep. He gave me 30 seconds to spit, and I used it to just promote One Piece.
Hey, that's real. You stuck to your brand. I can't hear
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I did. I said, you know what? Let me get the good Lord words Oda out here. Fucking spread the word. That's more important than my podcast.
I think him and his girl were colluding. And it worked. And then that's why I corrupted the file on purpose.
I thought she was gonna beat me, bro.
I thought she was in a good spot.
She beat me at stuff all the time that doesn't like she beat me at horse the other day. Like basketball horse.
Horse is crazy.
Randomly. Right? That's what I said. I ran it back like a week later and I beat her. So technically
he's like, nah, up now. I need my get back. Come on.
Bro, it blew my mind that she beat me, honestly. I started shooting from behind the hoop on the second time too. I stopped playing games. After she beats me once, I stopped playing games with her and I'm like, all right. But she does make me try. That's why I've lasted so long.
I mean, you know sure, that's how I felt when she beat my ass in Pokken tournament. I was like
Pokken. I know you gotta come back and get it back though. Still, we were gonna play during we had the fucking Halloween party. We didn't even play Switch.
We had everything,
we were all vibing, chilling. Yeah, we said fuck the Switch.
I wasn't even invited. That's wild.
No, you were invited, dog. You just didn't drive up here from wherever whatever fuck state you in.
You just didn't send me the address. I was driving around for hours.
You didn't ping me in Discord. That's the quickest way to get a hold of me.
Nah, facts. I literally waited his Discord before time.
Yeah, it's a struggle response. So I don't even have none of my notifications turned off for none of my shit, too. So I just religiously check the Discord.
Hey, that's why
you
should all
join if you're listening.
Hey, it's always active, and that's, you know, that's a rare thing in, you know, a lot of places.
For years.
A community.
Years to build this.
I can vouch for that.
It's been a struggle. Like, we've been chilling at this 380, 390 number for a minute. We keep just maneuvering all around there, but we have not touched 400, but we're getting close.
As soon as you get to the 400, it's going to speed up.
At 420, we're having a party.
You already know. I'm literally going to have a full stream and everything for it. But this smoked happens like what happens with every 100, bro. Like we hit the next 100 mark. We rail the fuck up there to like the 50s, and then we like slowly climb to the 70s, and then 70 to 90 is brutal as fuck every time. It's how it's been for all the 100 so far.
Yeah, I don't really push my Discord too much because I just kind of used it for that like that fantasy draft that Shonen fantasy draft that I ran.
Yeah,
that was really the only purpose of it. But
I wish I knew like. I wish I was more into that shit, fantasy, like, leagues and shit like that. Because it seems fun, but it seems like also a lot of effort.
Yeah, it definitely is. But, you know, I put in the effort. I'm the first seed right now.
We just draft. Like, what our thing is, we just draft teams just to see how, you know, what your team would look like. And I usually make graphics for people. Luffy. Yeah, I got somebody Luffy. With Luffy. And I did a cool, like, Gear 5 animation. I'll send it. It's pretty dope.
That's all we need. Me and my squad. So, me and my captain.
That was the first pick of the draft, actually, Luffy.
I'd have been mad if someone got him before me, though.
Yeah, dude, like outside your 20, make me the first pick.
Fuck.
Now you got to do the snake draft. You got to grab Luffy.
That's what we did. Yo, I was like, bro, you send a foot like feet picks. I'll give you first pick easy. Send them grippers.
Number one pick right here, 1 foot pick. That's all it takes.
So
JJK season 2 is like lacking for you.
So yeah, that's what we're gonna get into. It's not that it's lacking. It's just that I really feel that it's fucking itself over because I'm seeing the pieces of the puzzle, but it's all misplaced. like, so I'm actually getting ready to test my theory with my cousin Tyler. Obviously, you guys know I'm not going to fucking say it again every time. He's never seen JJK, right? I'm going to have him watch it in timeline order instead of all this jumping back and forth and fucking everywhere. Because I have a feeling, I really feel like that burns out a lot of the momentum the show builds up. Like, a lot of the time, like, I'm literally, like, I'm so hype, I'm so invested in these characters, and then it cuts away to Gojo and them from fucking
We're talking about spoilers up until basically everything that's animated we can talk about.
Yeah, this is, this is anime. We might do a little manga-only thing, like, towards the end, you know what I'm saying? But, because I am mainly manga current.
I just want to make a good, like, definitive line right here, so when you go back to look at the audio, it'd be, you know, even
So distinct. Basically, nothing past Sukuna being talking with Jogo. Nothing past that.
Ooh. Literally.
Yeah. First of all, I saw a lot of people were hating on the animation, like, of him doing his fire arrow, like, standoff.
Yeah,
I thought it was good though. I didn't have a problem with it. Like, honestly, none of my hate is animation, because the animation isn't crazy. I just watched that and I'm also bad with names, so that's why also I have you here to be
Toji and Dagon.
Motherfucking names for me.
Mr. Krabs versus Toji.
Yeah, Itadori.
Choso. Choso.
Yeah, that shit has been the only thing this year that made me really question, like, that might have been fight of the fucking year over Zoro versus King. The only thing that's holding Zoro versus King in the first place for me, I think, is the depth of the impact, like, the, like, right hand man, the stakes of it all. At, you know, it's not saying that Jujutsu Kaisen isn't high stakes either, but these people have been enslaved for 20 fucking years, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of like Lucci versus Luffy for One Piece as a fight.
The first one?
Yeah, way back in Water 7. The old.
I'm talking about the fight of the year for this year.
Oh, this year. I thought you said
I'm doing an anime, my own anime awards this year, because fuck Crunchyroll.
I'll make the animation.
All this shit planned out.
I can make the animations for you, bro.
I'll talk to you afterwards. About it.
It's crazy, but, though, that you say Luffy versus Zoro. I mean, not Luffy versus Zoro. Zoro versus King, but I think it's Luffy versus Kaido, bro. Like, it.
You think?
Luffy versus Kaido.
When
Gentlemen, let's not get into One Piece.
Yeah.
I'm giving the criteria for what I consider a fight, a fight of the year
nominee,
right? The criteria for me is it has to be one single episode that I can point out, that I can show someone who doesn't know anime. I got to be able to pull this fight up on YouTube and it'd be like a 4-minute clip. You know what I'm saying? The Luffy and Kaido thing is great, but it's
a narrative building.
50 episodes. Yeah, like the impact. If it was just straight impact, yeah, obviously fight of the year. But with Zoro versus King, I can do that. I can pull up a 4-minute clip and this should be fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's true. There's too many clips of.
Same with. With Itadori and Chozo, that animation was fucking wild. The way they were using his bloodstream shit, animating it first point of view, like fucking, and that shit was like a beam rifle, bro. Like,
regardless of the blood manipulation, I just say the hand to hand combat, MAPPA.
Yeah, and that's the other thing.
How Gege draws the hand to hand combat.
The choreography is spectacular.
And that's where one of my like first real big tie-ins to Hunter x Hunter comes, is because, well, first of all, Tobias, how like Hunter, you said you were all the way up, you're anime current for Hunter x Hunter, so
yeah, and I know a good bit about what goes on in the manga as well,
with Gon and Itadori, they're both main characters who are considerably in the light. When you look at them, they're very like happy go lucky. They always look to the best in people. They're very trusting no matter what.
The good boy.
But they have that dark struggle. They have that dark side. Both of them are brutal when it comes to fighting. They will both literally lose a limb if it means winning a fight, like without hesitation. Both of their battle IQs are crazy. You see Itadori jumping. Itadori knowing that the most he could do to deflect this fucking shot is to at least jump in the air and force him to fire it off, so at least he knows when it's coming. You know,
and he presses crazy. Him. He realizes it's slower after the initial, you know, the initial blow. So he just speed blitzes him, but Choso got hands too.
Yeah, but thankfully. And the same thing you see, the Gon's battle IQ real heavy, and when he's fighting Bomber and Greed Island.
Yeah, they're kind of like goofy, but they think on the fly really well. Like they're instinctual. They're instinctual. Like they just kind of set themselves up. Where like people like Megumi or like Killua, you know, those two also people are like calculated. Yeah, those are like they're calculated. You know, they kind of have a reason for doing what they're doing. Unlike Gon and Itadori, who just kind of like flow their way through it.
I just say the simple comparison between the two of them is that simply like they're both like just animals. They're both just wild animals with how they work. Like Itadori, he's literally a Olympic athlete by just no curse energy, just nothing. He is just straight up a superhuman. And he doesn't have any heavenly restriction or any of that stuff. So he has that going for him. And then Gon, we know he's just naturally fucking gifted with hand-to-hand combat and sense and sensing things around him.
Yeah, they have similarities for sure. You know, that is a good point. You know, it's funny that you bring up Gon. It's like, because I was just having a debate with someone about Gon versus Itadori in like a death battle.
Yeah.
And it, you know, because there's like, talking about that, considering they're both like, you know, I mean, Gon's just trying to find his dad who went to go get some milk. Itadori, has a demon inside of him, had to eat a crusty ass finger. Two very different setups, but they Gon has that like that dog in him too, even now.
That we obviously see that should come out in the Antar.
I will point out the simple moment of Gon charging up that Jaja Ken against Morel, bro. That's
He really like just shut it down. Yeah, that is a good point. Like, because that is a small moment that's so big for Gon, because he's like just putting his foot down. Like, dude, like this is what I'm telling you what I'm doing
right now. Prove to me right now you're strong enough. Act like I'm the person that killed Kite. Bro was about to kill him in one hit.
Yeah, he visualized. Oof. And like, I mean, Gon,
they both have that like trauma that they can snap in. They're so good at snapping between this like traumatic, like actually depressed, like powerful person, and when it comes to combat, and then switching back into this like light, happy motherfucker. Like Goku, you know what I'm saying, is not, he doesn't have that same darkness. You know what I'm saying? He's just a happy dude, and he has his battle personality, but
he's
dark.
Just a stand. He just likes fighting. Like,
sometimes when you see Gon be doing shit, you look in Gon's eyes and you're like, that is
he turned into a killer.
Gon. Yeah.
Yeah, they got that kill switch.
Story sometimes too. He's so focused. And especially when he becomes dead, like when they go in that bathroom, that's a different Itadori fighting than we had out in the train hallway
or whatever. He's fighting for his life. Yeah.
Yeah. He knew like we are close.
Even when he locks in on Hanami, when he was fighting with Toji,
he loses himself in battle.
But he locked in so much. He did an ability that literally only three other people have been able to do up to that point. So he can't just straight up lock in and be laser focused.
I mean, not only that, is he tied the record for most in a row, whatever it was, three or four, whatever. And
that's what I was going to ask you. I don't recall him with the fight against the guy who could like inverse the power level, right? Mm-hmm. That fight or the fight with Chozo, he didn't use a Black Flash, did he?
Nope.
No.
Why?
It's just Black Flash is kind of like it's almost like an anomaly. Like when you have to hit it within like a fraction of a second, he can't use it. It's not an ability. It's just they say he's chosen by the sparks of black. So it's kind of like Itadori. They have to like hit their curse, hit their curse energy within like a fraction, a crazy fraction of a second. In between the blow and the time they activate their cursed energy. And when they do that, the spark happens. Yuji just naturally has that, I guess, that feel for it. I have a theory, but I don't want to spoil anything yet. Yeah. But, you know, he does have, like, a knack for hitting black flashes. So they say, like, the black flashes, like, are, you know, they fuck with him. You know, he's adored by it.
That was one thing I wasn't sure if he was doing it on purpose or not, but I assumed it was on purpose because that one fight, he was just letting them bitches fly.
Yeah, I would more so say look at it as like a technique that can occur. So he, because he cannot spam that. It's
like a passive stated ability.
Yeah, it's clearly stated that this is like Gojo can't even like spam that. Even like he can do it definitely multiple times, probably in a row, but he can't spam it either. Even Gojo can't. So if Gojo can't, if someone said that Gojo can't do something, then nobody can do that.
Yeah,
because he's just a flat comparison for everything in the series.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of to like, you know, Quan's point with, you know, Itadori locking in, because you see him with Hanami, and what Toto was telling him, until you land a Black Flash, I'm not going to come save you. You will die in this water against this special great curse until you, you know, you hit a Black Flash. And he was like thinking about it too hard. So Toto slapped him, you know, gave him a reality check. Calm down. Don't think. Just fight. Like Ultra Instinct kind of, or like flow state. And you see Yuji start to drool because he's like, he fully understands like what his, like, you know, what he's actually trying to do, and just trust himself. And so when you, I guess it might just be like a flow state type of thing. And when you hit one, you, it like puts you in like this, you get like a buff. So then it also gets you like in the zone. So you could start landing, like if you land like even Gojo at one point, he lands multiple in a row, you know, because it's kind of like a streak.
You bring up the like zone thing, because they do get like a sports element, like how a, for example, basketball 3-point, you're getting the zone, and like you just straight up just keep hitting shots. Like that's how it really is. Like with Yuji, like, he just straight up got such a zone that he was able to hit what, 4 or 5 in a row.
Yeah, I think it was 4, but like it's crazy. That Black Flash stuff is wild, but it's something. I mean, like I said, I got a theory of what it exactly is and how it relates, but you know, maybe we'll get there at the end. But I mean, there's like a bunch of connections from Hunter to JJK, of course. You know, the Gege is a Togashi fanboy.
Or a Togashi geek, bro. So many references.
Yeah. Throughout the manga. Like opening, looking, hidden inventory. Geto, he does the spirit gun. Yeah,
so many people do the spirit gun pose so many times.
Yeah, I've seen the pose. They also in the season they did a Gurren Lagann reference with the fucking Mechamaru.
The drill. That was dope. I really like that. And it's Ava too, it's an Ava reference as well.
Yeah.
Like it's littered with like, and I think that's Shonen Jump in a nutshell. Like yes, that's what it was referencing. You know, it's like I think he's not all right, and this is no shot at Black Clover, because I do like Black Clover, but it feels like sometimes Black Clover just straight up rips an idea. Where like Gege, you know, and I could be biased because it's my favorite series, but it feels like Gege takes inspiration from past things and makes it his own. Whereas like Tabata with Black Clover, you know, at times it does feel like he's just ripping off an idea. You know, he has a goddamn like Sharingan or some shit in it now.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you definitely have the right idea.
And no disrespect, you know, because Tabata, he'd be doing his thing, but you know, I think that's the difference between like people vibing with the story and not calling it like somebody's a copycat.
Same thing with My Hero.
Yeah. Well, even same thing like with they both share this thing where they have a one main power system, right? And Jujutsu Kaisen's curse energy. But each individual character has different abilities based off of technique. What they do with that. Just like, you know what I'm saying? And Hunter x Hunter, depending on what type you are, whatever convictions you make with the curse depends on, or with your fucking Nen, that determines what your powers is and shit. Your
combat. What Nen would you have?
I don't know. Probably a specialist. Because I'm just that dude. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
specialist. Like
I'm a certified Straw Hat, so.
I feel like I would not be able to be tied down to any of the other things, because I would have too complicated. I would want to have too complicated of an ability.
If we're being real, though, I'd be an enhancer, probably.
Gotcha.
But, so, like, that's one thing where I think they both do that thing, and Jujutsu Kaisen does it well, but I think Hunter x Hunter does it better, like, mm-hmm. making the, powers individual Nen's and power explaining them out.
Nen is literally the best power system. Hands
yeah,
down.
One of, like, it's more in-depth, even, obviously, which is probably good, because if he went too in depth with the curse energy, it would probably start to not make sense at all. But I don't understand if that's because they are cutting back and forth between characters so much, going, you know, I mean, 5 years forward, 5 years backwards, a fucking a movie, a prequel movie, a fucking, you know what I'm saying? And it's not letting me stick with the same characters long enough to feel like I've learned their ability, where Hunter x Hunter, when you meet a character, you're with that dude until he fucking dies or just leaves or whatever, you know what I mean?
I think and this is a big issue with, like, and I think it just kind of struggles when you decide to put a movie out, like, after your first season, you know, with, like, Demon Slayer obviously succeeded in that, but it was, like, two and a half years since season one came out of JJK. That's a long time. And then the movie that took place is a prequel movie. So you're even further removed away from the main storyline, and in the second season is a flashback before the movie. So I can get it's a little like it just kind of like slapping you back and forth. I still like the release schedule, the release, you know, how they release it, but I mean. Like with Toji, like the big thing with Toji and Gojo's awakening, becoming the honored one. Well, you know, you see Toji is this like insta Chad, like everyone fucks with him. They love him. He's a piece of crap, you know, dad. But
yeah,
it's like you hate him, but you know, you hate to love him.
They did that shit in the anime. So his introduction, like his resurrection. Way Toji better in the fucking anime.
Literally one of the coolest characters.
Yeah, his like little Shunpo like flash step with no, yeah, like he like broke the sound barrier, no sound. Just
the fuck out of that old woman too.
Yeah, that leather bag of a woman.
She said you wanted me to kill sorcerers, ain't? She was like, you're yeah, one. Yeah. You look like a sorcerer, bitch.
Man, yeah, sorceress.
You know, up and literally just demolished him. Like that was just so unnecessary.
What's even crazier is that she's like, I don't know. She's like, I made sure not to summon your fucking spirit, and he's like, I guess your fucking grandson's body's weak as fuck. Then
it was
just my body overpowered your weak ass spirit.
And this is kind of a slight spoiler, but no one's gonna know what the hell I'm talking about. The manga readers will. So, like, they talk about the soul is the body. In JJK, there's, like, you know, they talk about your curse technique is, like, kind of etched into the body. They mention there's a black box in the brain. There's, like, all these, like, compartments for an ability. But the end, apparently, as we know now, they say the soul is the body. They're, like, they're one and the same. So that's why Toji's technically soul, like, his heavenly restriction just kind of overrides curse techniques. So when they summoned his body, that also, you know, took over the soul.
And that's what Stitch is like, that he's pretty much the entire embodiment of that, like your body and soul are one type of thing. That's how he talks all the fucking time.
Yeah, that's a big thing that they don't Gege doesn't like spoon feed it to people. Like there's a lot, maybe I think that there's sometimes maybe Gege could expand upon a little bit. But like soul damage is one big thing that isn't really talked about that much, but very important in the verse. So it's kind of like you have to want to look deeper into the series, you know?
Yeah.
And not everyone will, which is understandable.
I like that they were using some of that Hunter x Hunter narration in Jujutsu Kaisen.
I'm glad they did that.
Some people really hate that about the Antarc, but I fucking love that narrative.
Me too. It says stuff. It's like it hypes up when he comes on, you know, Kiwa, and you're like, oh shit.
It feels like it makes the story more intense. You know what I'm saying? Like, it feels like I'm not like the Dark Continent
arc. They would not like the Dark Continent arc so far.
Because that's a whole motherfucking lot.
That's a like lot of talking.
Pages on pages. That's a book.
That narrator be tired, need a throat lozenge.
Yeah, he need a raise. He's gonna need a raise for the next season for sure. I just think that if you straightened out the timeline, I think it's gonna hit way better than it would. And I also just feel like the hype for season two has been definitely less than season one. Like coming off season one, everyone was talking like Mappa was like gods.
They also think with Mappa, they kind of hit like Hell's Paradise. They kind of got a lot, you know, shit for Hell's Paradise. Hell's Paradise looked good in short bursts.
Yeah.
You know, but like the transition scenes, the non-important scenes, they stick out a lot. So they were kind of getting flack from that. They were getting memed about their Chainsaw Man Blu-ray sales. You know, they had like kind of like a negative press. I mean, MAP is always going to be okay. Let's just be honest. And when now JJK's like the time it gets released in Japan got moved up to an earlier time. So they have to add the filter for like, you know, so you don't get a, you know, have a seizure. And the so they add the filter and they blur it. And the blurring is so bad, like Yuji versus a grasshopper, or even Gojo's like blue when he uses the blue against Toji the first time. Mm-hmm. It looks good in the anime, it does. But if you look at it on the Blu-ray release, bro, it's an entirely different thing. It looks like movie quality. But it's the same thing. It's just they removed the filters. So MAPPA cooked. It's just, you know, their regulations for television that kind of screwed the release up a little bit too.
I just think it's funny that what Dylan brought up about people being more hyped for season one than season two and like it not being as hype. Which is so funny because season two literally is outclassing season one in every way. So
yes, story wise, yeah, story wise, it's incredible. When I tell
you story wise, I mean, animation wise, it blows it out of the water.
I'm on the opposite side of that, bro.
Let's look at this. We just saw Toji and Dagon fight, like in the anime that just happened, right? Gas. Toji did not disappoint. Then as soon as we get out of it, Jogo comes out of nowhere and pops a three-piece on like three big characters.
Like what?
Like that? Like there's no other anime that really has stakes like Shibuya JJK.
The stakes are definitely way higher, and especially knowing what's to come.
Yeah, the main character just got knocked out, and he was having a good fight. Like Yuji showed up, and he was even bout it. He's like,
yeah.
I got people that need to come through this area, and you know, so I need to tend down with me if I'm gonna die. Like he just had resolve at that point. That's like I like Yuji for that. You know, he stood up, but like now he lost control.
He literally even said he was like, yeah, there's other students that'll save Gojo. I need to stop him right here, right now. That's my job.
And that's so like admirable, you know, because Choso isn't the main villain. He's just like this guy's an issue. Like, that's JJK. Like, it's not where this guy is the strongest, so we have to beat him. I mean, Sukuna is. But there's people like, you know, Choso on the field, like Mahito, Jogo. That's why they cut back to all these people because they want you to feel like you don't know what's going to happen because all these people are close in proximity.
And then, like, yeah. A character like Nanami, like, bro, he had literally this crazy moment. It was just him beating up some weakling. And talking crazy to him, like, and that was literally blowing up because it was that cool.
Yeah, I did fuck with that shit. He did not give him no time to answer. He put hands on him immediately.
Yeah, he was zaddy. Let's just be real, dude.
But see, that was one thing that kind of did make me a little mad is how easily Nobara dropped her fucking guard.
Yeah,
in a combat situation, like she literally, like, there's smoke. There's no confirmation that the person's even knocked out. That you were just fighting. Like nothing, and Nobara's like looking around and shit, and just gets jawed.
Yeah, like that. I definitely agree. They did not have to Mortal Kombat concuss that girl. Though the MAPPA did her dirty.
I'll say this about Nobara because I've seen that like notion, but like y'all have to think. Yuji and Megumi have had way more like hard battles to fight than her. By far,
she's a first year. Right. She's a first year.
She
came from
the country. She ain't even. She almost died on the first mission.
I'm about to say she is.
Keep this.
But it's like, why are we right? Why are we right? Why are we still writing women like this?
Well, you know what it is though. Yeah, she's not weak because, like, think about season one. Nobara stood 10 toes and was like, you know, this is my version of beauty.
Brothers with all.
But like she landed a black flash, that was huge.
She did land a black flash, I'll give you that.
And
like
her speech to Momo, just
random.
Well, no, it takes a skill. It takes a skilled sorcerer to do it. It takes
skill to an extent. You still have to be skillful enough to hit it. No,
yeah, random. It's not random exactly. It's like concentrate. It's like just being like fully like aware of yourself. And You know, like Nobara has that speech in season one, though, and I think like as like I have a daughter, Dylan. You know, I want her to like if she I want her to watch anime, but I want her to have like people like you know women characters that she can look up to based on their morals or like what they're standing on instead of how they look. Like I know it's cringy, but that's the truth. And Nobara's like, you know, Momo's talking about being pretty, like, oh, you have to be beautiful to be a woman sorcerer. And Nobara's like, I'm gonna be badass and I'll beat you and I'll still be beautiful after. Like, you know, she's talking about like beauty is, you know, nothing. Like she's you know, she's 10 toes, like she's hard as hell. And then when she did get rocked, and I mean Nanami like showing out so much. It's kind of like
she got absolutely fucking rocked.
Like, oh yeah, for sure. The, like Blitz, the lead. The only
person that got rocked harder was the ponytail, right? And right before
she's showing, Nanami is showing Nobara what it means to be to just have faith in your curse technique. He's showing her like this is what a grade one sorcerer is. How dominant he's in control. He's not worried about no one else. If you notice, like he threatens to kill the girl, he still pushes.
You think Nanami did a TRT in between?
What's TRT? Is that like some
human growth hormone? Like how the fuck he gets so big and like
hormone shit?
He's on tests.
Like 6 months.
Hey, bro. And maybe he's just got a maybe that shirt. He bought a tater shirt. Let's just say that.
Shot Nanami we had.
No, yeah, just, his veins was popping.
Yeah, that dude was. I mean, hey, look. They animated that man with one hand that day. That's all I'm saying.
They grabbed every person that got a crush on him in that studio to go crazy right there. And then the next episode, they animated Mei-Mei.
He technically killed that dude in one hit. But like his ability, that luck ability. And Nobara actually did kill him once. That's one thing they added in the anime that isn't in the manga. When she drops the rocks on him, that took away one of his marks. Like, so she actually got a kill on him, which is like a little, like, that's why I say Gege kind of he'll show but not tell.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, she did get her shit rocked. She should have been aware. She shouldn't have got caught off guard about that.
I just said simply how you brought up, like, that was a moment to show, like, A, you are really not ready yet for grade one. Like
an experience,
you're borderline there, so a semi-grade.
And it's like that's not even like that's one of the weaker grade ones on the playing field right now.
Nah, Nanami.
If she would have bumped into Chozo, that would have been a wrap.
Yeah,
Nanami's that guy. I'm sorry, Nanami's that
Chozo versus Nanami is a pretty interesting fight because Nanami can brawl any durable.
Sorry, because I'm
such you gotta get close though.
I have Nanami in that fight.
Nanami's athletic. That
fight, if he gets close. Is Nanami faster than fucking what was he? What was he like breaking the sound barrier or the light?
He was.
Nanami was able to keep pace with Yuji. If he's able to keep pace with Yuji, I think he's fine.
Like he's slower than Yuji for sure, but I think enough. He has enough where he can probably just like glance one blow off because he is durable as fuck too. And
especially now, post TRT, bro.
Yeah, geez, that boy is popping gains. That boy, like, just swallowing creatine powder.
Yeah, their hormones. Yeah, it's that overtime. As soon as he puts that tie around his wrist,
he'd be snorting that way.
But yeah, so I definitely think, like, because I just think that Jujutsu Kaisen, it's getting the hype it deserves. Like, it's getting a good amount of attention, but it's not living up to the hype, I feel, because of how cut up it is. I think there's not a problem animation-wise, story-wise. I really just think it's just cutting around like this is just, like, jerking. And it kind of connects to any characters besides Itadori.
To answer that for you, I think I feel like it had to be structured this way because of what future events are going to come. We had to learn what happened in Gojo and Geto's past to know what's going to then transpire in the next events upcoming, which is the Shibuya incident, which is the next arc right after that. Like, Tiberius knows what I'm talking about. I can't
really say. I also think, though, some of it was plot, like, not plot armor, but they needed a way for us to not be, like, thrown back by Gojo being thrown off in combat. because it literally just showed us him being completely cool in combat for 300 seconds, running around the speed of light, ripping off fucking 2,000 some heads.
That outclasses how many
gangster.
Like, so how are you now going to immediately after that make this man stand still for 5 seconds so he can be trapped in a prison death realm? Yeah, so it's they felt like if they put that's but this is where I think that's not a problem, because even if you take those 12 or whatever fuck 10 episodes or whatever it was for Hidden Inventory, put them in the front in the timeline where it goes, we're only 25 episodes off. Jujutsu Kaisen's not long. You know what I mean? It's not like you're trying to separate 80 episodes.
Yeah.
Think of it like this. Like, watch. Gojo, so a first season, episode 7, he fights Jogo, the volcano head dude. That dude is... That Jogo is really strong. Yeah, really and he strong. Just basically That's embarrasses true. Him.
Yeah.
So, like, now we have this, like, image of what the pinnacle of sorcery is. So when we get, like... And we see how he is kind of, like, joking. He's, you know, but he's about his students. Then we get the throwback arc. Now we see Gojo, we're like, oh, Gojo can't lose. No one can touch him. And then, you know, that's when Toji's, like, entrance comes in. It's like, now they show you that Gojo wasn't born the strongest. You know, Gojo basically got pushed. And, you know, he had to overcome that, you know, basically figure out reverse curse technique. And I like how it's set up, but I do agree. It's like, I think the biggest issue with, like, your thing is how long it took for season 1 to season 2. Like, that movie really kind of messed with the, you know.
That's what I was going to jump
well,
in.
Well, unfortunately, that was because of COVID, you know what I'm saying? Like, COVID
oh, yeah, really for sure. Understandable, like, you know. The movie
actually had a good place. Like, it actually had a good place. Because imagine if that movie didn't come where it did. So, if, let's say we started with JJK Zero, then we would have seen, like, all the Gojo ghetto stuff and how emotional that moment was for that kill.
He had to kill his best friend, so seeing him would shock him enough to, like, turn around and, like, be stunned.
And then we cut to then Hidden Inventory where he's alive again, and then we see all that. I think seeing that stuff back to back before this arc made him be able, when you say him standing still for five, that made that way more reasonable, because it's like, yeah.
I'm saying that's why I think that they purposely cut it like that, is because that's the only believable way that Gojo's standing still for 5 seconds.
Yeah, because it's like, but after you realize all of that, you're like, oh yeah, that's understandable why he's literally, because he has the, and that's the other thing, he explains it himself, his six eyes has him stuck, he's caught in his own thoughts. That's how his domain expansion works, because it's off his infinity technique. So he literally basically caught himself in his own technique with his own six eyes, because he is just so in disbelief. Because he sees what his eyes is telling him. His eyes telling him that's his friend, because it is. That's his body. Like,
but his soul is like, that ain't.
But, and then you also see the soul thing where Ghetto even takes control of his body for a second. So he literally sees, that that's his friend. But he knows, ain't no way in hell you're alive. And yes, that 5 seconds go by really quick. He got stuck.
Literally. I know, I go quick in 5 seconds too.
And you know, like, I appreciate when they do that. Like, when a muffer is so strong, they're like, we just got to seal this muffer. We can't even beat him if we wanted to.
And it's a good reason why not to kill him. Because if they kill him, then the six eyes will just be reborn again.
Yeah. And that's literally the Naruto strategy. They're like, we can't fight all these fucking Hokage. Seal these motherfuckers.
Seal. Get the seal out. Deal
with that shit. But,
I do see what you're saying, though.
Either way, we're going to test this theory with Tyler. I'm going to put it in timeline order for him, see what he rocks with it. I'm probably going to wait for maybe another season or two. He's still watching One Piece anyway, so he got time. But I just think that it would hold its... Because that's one thing... I honestly, I think Hunter x Hunter is my number two anime, like, of all time, probably.
Yep.
Okay.
And unfortunately, when it redropped back in the day, 2011, fucking Attack on Titan dropped the same year. And that completely, absolutely, blew Hunter out of the water. It was just, there was no one talked about Hunter at all.
Everyone was sleeping on it. It was
crazy. And it's unfortunate because, I mean, I'm getting ready to do a whole episode about this Attack on Titan, because I have a whole fucking thing on Attack on Titan, so get ready for that episode, too. But it, unfortunately, that burned out Hunter x Hunter. So I just feel, I just don't want Jujutsu Kaisen to burn itself out, because I see it doing, getting like popular and fucking up there. Obviously, MAPPA's animation is doing a large portion of the carrying, but it could definitely. What?
I would not say like the anime. Yeah. The story is just good on its own.
No,
yeah, we're not talking about Demon Slayer here.
The story is good, but the story is Demon Slayer is just a generic story. It's not as bad. It's just there's not much to it.
Oh yeah, it's vanilla.
Jujutsu Kaisen is just like I still don't think it's that in depth. You know what I'm saying? Like, because you know what, I'm accustomed to One Piece. You know what I'm saying? So like,
it's definitely One Piece.
But it definitely does more than a lot of anime do and try to do, even, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, Gege accomplished something that many creators just can't do, and that's kill three big characters without any notice or death flags being raised, and people accept it.
It really
does.
Like,
my reason saying about the animation, right, is because when something comes out for a first season, like Demon Slayer dropped, right? Like you guys literally just said, the animation carried the fuck out of that shit. Episode 19 only trended because that animation's fucking slapped.
And Ninja after tweeted that happened, about it.
Everyone's looking around and just being like, are we going to get animation this good ever again? And then Jujutsu Kaisen literally follows that up, and we're like, was that better than Demon Slayer? And like, that's why it blew up so hard. You know what I'm saying? Season one is because we went from thinking we were not going to get animation like that again to then getting fucking Jujutsu Kaisen's animation. Before the story itself is good, but the season two story is definitely better than the season one story, like Jaquan said earlier.
Before I comment on the MAPPA stuff, it's crazy that you bring up like episode 19 specifically of like Demon Slayer season one. It's crazy because, you know, the story is just so bad to me that like I couldn't even get past episode 12, so I never saw that. So, like,
now?
Yes, hell no.
Yeah, you haven't seen Demon Slayer?
I have to read that shit.
Jaquan, stop! I can't watch. Fucking it, around.
I have to read it, bro. I can't.
Oh my god! Now you can go watch Demon Slayer. And like, you gotta watch that animation, bro.
Yeah, I think Demon Slayer is like perfect. Like, you know, Dylan, you kind of nailed it. It's not trying to be anything. You know, it's not. It's very aware. Gotouge is very aware of her like writing style. She's a good writer, like in short bursts, like a short burst, like character moments. So like, that's why the demon's backstories kind of hit sometimes. You know, and she excels there, and that's good. That gives it enough substance. You know, it just kind of like kills it that the elements aren't real, the power. You know, that kind of that sucks.
So like, when I look at, like, I kind of view anime as in a tier system at all times, right? And when I think of anime, like when I think of Demon Slayer, right, I put that on the same level of My Hero, right? Obviously, it's on the lower of the approved animes. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's still a good anime, but you're watching it because you just want to be happy and shit. It's not because the story's slapping. Jujutsu Kaisen, I put up there with Attack on Titan, which obviously some of you guys know, like, fuck Attack on Titan season 4, but those first 3 seasons are fucking amazing. Which I could see, unfortunately, I don't know what's going to happen. I could see Jujutsu Kaisen killing it for fucking 3-4 seasons and then dropping the ball in the last season. Hopefully that doesn't happen. We'll see. But, and then obviously One Piece is above all that shit. But
I trust Gege. You know, like, I like Jujutsu Kaisen because it's like the stakes are always felt. I like the fact that we don't need like to have like just ride the main characters back throughout the whole thing. You know, like, I do like that there's characterization and
it's the world.
Exactly. It's not about Yuji becoming the strongest or like wanting to be the strongest necessarily. It's more just like Yuji's got a death wish, essentially. Like, literally, like, he's like, I'm going to die at the end of my objective, and I'm okay with that as long as I can save people. You know, it's like very altruistic.
JK, people definitely overlook that and forget, like, bro, like, this is not like how One Piece is, how Naruto is. Like, this isn't a story about one character wanting to achieve this certain goal. Like, this is not that story.
And those stories are cool, too.
I would like to point it out that One Piece has multiple characters with multiple specific goals that they're all working towards together as a group. So it's not, like, necessarily like Naruto, where it's like, oh, he's going to be the Hokage.
I think Jaquan just really means he wants to be king of the pirates, just like that.
I know, I'm not letting
Yeah, you're real. But like, you know, Chopper, his goal is to like sell a bunch of plushies or like whatever merchandise. That is not, you better watch your fucking I'm just lying, brother.
Watch it. That one always does it, bro. Are you talking about the flocked Funko Pop Panda? Is that what you're talking about from
Jujutsu Kaisen? Oh, Panda. I don't like Panda.
Trash. Oh, is that backpedaling I hear?
No, wait, I just don't like Panda. Crazy.
You don't like Panda.
You mean, you could your go, anime has an also cute...
Let's just
dog. He's literally a panda. Pandas are cute.
Stop. I think Panda is fucking hilarious. I think he's one of the.
I think he's funny. I don't mind Panda.
He's one of the funniest characters
and
in the series.
I'm like, I got like a month ago on No Operator stream. Me actually saying I don't fuck with Panda. I'm valid in my.
He just watches Jujutsu Kaisen for the sorrow and the pain. He's like, I don't want.
I'm edgy.
Like,
I'm an edgy boy.
He's like, I don't like that dude that be coming around talking about Bonito chips and stuff. I don't like him.
Bonito flakes.
He be lighting up the scenes. I don't like that.
In one of my videos, I actually did like voiceover work of and tried to sound like him. And I said, "Eat my ass." It was funny.
In Japanese, or you did the dub?
I did a dub. I don't think no one wants my. I'll be cultural appropriate, and I'm white as hell.
So funny that like with Inumaki, like if you're anime only, you don't understand at all what he's saying until like characters respond to him. But in the manga, they give you a whole thing explaining what he's saying, which is
crazy. Like one's a positive response and one's a negative response.
One's agree, one's like a question. I'm like, what the fuck? This is crazy.
I'm like, bro, I was just asking if you want to hit the joint. What the fuck? Like, what do you mean, Bonito Flakes?
Let me check back in the index on volume one to make sure I'm understanding him correctly.
But no, I mean. Like I'm the type, like even though it's my favorite series, like I had a disagreement with a very small group chat, like five of us, and you know they started reading it, and I called it Keeping Up with the Kaisens, like Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and I got in a disagreement because one of them was kind of like, you know, he was just kind of putting his like issues with the story out, and I was like, I kind of had to like, you know, just kind of tell him, I was like, well, you're kind of like. Missing the point of like one, but I was trying not to be like, you know, like talking down or anything or be an asshole, like, you know, some people are.
Yeah.
Like, and I was just, and it, you know, it's well, no, and no matter how you do it, people always kind of take that, you know, people don't like being told, like, you know, you're missing the point. But I mean, it's a story that I could see people not liking. Even though I love it, I can see why others wouldn't like it.
For sure. It's not everyone's bag. That's definitely. Like, Chainsaw Man is the epitome of that.
But the reason Chainsaw Man is the epitome of that is because at every lull of the anime, they're like, let's make a fucking sex joke.
Titties.
Which is?
They'll literally just be like, titties. And it's like, well, is this Family Guy? What are we doing?
Denji's resolve to touch boobs is just as strong as Luffy's resolve to be the king of pirates.
I can respect it. Denji is that committed to wanting some ass. I can't hate. I cannot hate.
We've all been caught lacking, chasing some, you know, women.
He's a certified simp for sure.
Yeah. I mean, he gets paid like $1 to be a chair for like a minute in part two.
Doing that shit.
Honestly, I didn't even watch part two yet.
No, it's not animated.
It won't be.
Oh, it's not animated yet? Good.
It'll be a while before that is.
Thank God.
It'll probably be 5 years.
Chainsaw Man in a minute.
Part one's still not even over. Like, you still got to go through so much.
I wish Attack on Titan would go away like Chainsaw Man did.
Go ahead, man.
Nah, you good. My bad. To bring up MAPPA again, so people complain. I am having like this hot take. Like, I think the anime community just simply needs to shut the fuck up when it comes to like anything to do with the animation. When it comes to these animes, because like,
the
fact that you do it type shit.
Like, since we're talking about JJK, like the fact that y'all will call any of those episodes bad animation is fucking disgusting.
It's crazy. It's literally crazy. And then they'll look at the CGI in Attack on Titan and champ that shit.
Like
Aaron looks so good in attack form.
And hey, that's be there and alone, buddy.
That's why I was bringing up that point earlier of like how like people talk about season one in that way. Bro, season two has outclassed season one in literally every shape and form. By far.
If I, Dylan, if I send you a clip, will you watch it real quick?
Of what?
Yeah. I want to send you the Blu-ray of JJK season two. Just, oh, wait, it's a
short, I'll watch whatever.
Yeah, it's a really short clip. But basically, it'll show you side by side the TV to Blu-ray version. And it's like crazy night and day difference. And it's not MAPPA's fault. It's just Japan broadcasting law.
Yeah. But we've been getting people are complaining about fucking. I've been running One Piece defense all week because people are complaining about the Shanks episode.
Oh, yeah.
The hockey.
It was cool.
What? Bro, that's what I'm saying. Like, why are people bitching about it? Like, there's literally people straight up being like,
"Bro, they want to in the like, they want everything to go up."
You cutting up a little bit.
I cannot understand what you're saying right now. R2D2, that shit got so crazy.
I thought you were gonna start saying, "Oh, you want to buy me a drink?"
It sounded like there was Conqueror's Haki fucking with your reception. That's what it sounded like.
Nah, bro, they hit with the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, it literally hit you with the Wi-Fi. But yeah, like, I think it looked good. I mean, they could have made Shanks look a little meaner, but, like, that was fucking it. Like, it looked perfect. It definitely was not something that I was like, I need to go on Twitter and complain right now.
Yeah, it's entitled fans. You know, it feels like a sense of entitlement to me. Like, they just... And when it's like, you... Everyone has a right to voice their opinion and have their subjective takes and all that. But just to, like, be so condescending with how they, like, talk to people they don't know. You know, we know Japan, like, work ethic is, like, really bad. And they, you know, they kind of rot them.
Like, honestly, we're talking about MAPPA right now. MAPPA is in trouble forcing people to sign NDAs and fucking...
I will say they are bugged out a little bit right now.
Well, did you see
it's
because
they're hungry. They're hungry.
Yeah. They literally said, well, we don't want to wait 30 years to build up a reputation. We want to be like Wit Studio and shit right now. And Kyoto and shit. It's like, bro, you guys are already like, I don't understand where in, I guess, and they're just so humble in Japan. They really don't fucking can't fathom the size or they're just so out of touch with their fan bases. They don't understand the impact they have because I already considered everybody already considered MAPPA and UFO Table to be like the two top right now off of just like JJK and the Chainsaw Man. You know what I mean?
I mean, MAPPA also has like, you know, Attack on Titan. They have Vinland Saga,
but they did that TV shit, you know,
Chainsaw Man, Saga. You know, like,
but and it's like you guys already have a crazy reputation compared to a lot of other fucking studios.
Yeah, like, did they need Hell's Paradise? Like, they could let that one go, you know what I mean?
For sure.
Yeah, like, let Trigger do that or Bones.
I was about to say Bones.
Or Madhouse.
Even like all those ones. Yeah, they all have reputations built up. They all fucking have. Even when Oda said about the live action, he's like, he literally said, this is the last time I could make One Piece go global. It's like, bro, where the fuck you outsold the Bible last year? What are you talking about? Like, do they just not understand how big this shit is?
It's chopping the Bible too.
The real Bible? That shit's not real.
I mean, it might have been one of the animals killing with Moses.
Ooh. Chopper was getting back shots from someone.
Oh my god. Post pre fucking devil fruit.
Nah, yeah, you're gonna get these devil, you're gonna get this awakening. You're gonna get this awakening.
Nah, but like you said, like, it do seem like they be blind and understanding like how big their shit be, like. Cause I was just talking with this with a friend just last night. I was like, cause he was saying how like I had to explain. I'm like, I do feel Oda like is worried about certain things that his fans aren't gonna like if he does it. I'm like, bro, don't matter what you just do it.
Like, can I be real with y'all? I think he's saving like those big deaths for the end just to seal it as like, even if it's not great, but if there's like big impactful deaths, people will be like, oh, that was a good ending.
Bro, honestly, I don't see it. I do not see a timeline. I think in every single fucking parallel universe, Oda has nailed this shit out of the park. Like, I really don't think that he's ever fucked this ending up. Yeah, I don't think whatever's coming. I don't think it's even possible for him to fuck.
I think One Piece's ending is like you would have to try to fuck.
It'll be passable. Like, it's gonna be passable no matter what.
I watched Wano and I sat there and I watched Wano and I literally am sitting here. And I'm like, this is the best. Like you could take just the 200 episodes that Wano is and put that up against almost any other anime, and that still comes out on top. And world building, character building, fucking story depth, fucking stakes, animation, music, like pretty much anything almost other than pacing, and it comes out on top. And I'm sitting there.
I did bring up how One Piece like arcs. You literally can have like a bunch of them as just standalone stories.
And that's what I'm saying is I sat there after Wano and I said, okay, how is he gonna top that? And then Egghead Island has been fucking crazy.
And you know what he does? He puts Robin in a jacket with no pants. Oh,
you know what I'm saying? He called my attention at the beginning of fucking Egghead.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna top Wano. I'm gonna top Wano. Watch this.
Wano having mad.
Honestly, he gave Robin that fit, and then Robin's barely been in Egghead Island art.
Yeah, I've been seeing the leaks and stuff like that. I know there's some crazy shit popping.
It's been getting crazy.
You trying to draw the yams on the Vegapunks.
Yeah. So Vegapunk, I just want to thank you guys, both of you, for the Jujutsu Kaisen episode. I think all my thoughts out for the most part.
Oh, wait, let me send you this. I'm sorry, Kudja. Let me send you this video real quick. Thing. I'm sorry. I fucking spaced out myself.
I definitely understand, like, what you...
My man sent me an X.com link.
That's crazy.
Right? I thought he was going to shoot me a YouTube link, something like that.
Oh, wait, I thought it did.
Kaizen Blu-ray link. This man said X.com.
That's not
I'm about to get a virus.
Oh, wait, here, I got you. That's actually triple.
Twitter. Fucking.
Here, yeah. That's fucking Twitter. Wait, hold on, I got you the YouTube. I sent you the wrong thing. I thought I copied it, but there you go.
No, you're good. I got it right here. I got it right here on the Twitter. I just don't call it X because I don't support Elon Musk.
It's actually triple X. That's actually a porn site that this is on. It's Gaggin, Jujutsu Kaisen and the Gaggin Wagon.
I see what you mean though.
Like there's a
There's I'm a point not sure where he how does... much I really even noticed that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, where's the
Tabata?
Nah, that's why he was saying like before, like even without it, like it's still like you should not give a fuck. You can't really tell, bro.
There's a full screen one I'll have to try and find, but it's this.
Oh, you know what I do? I'll have to show you after the podcast. There's one specific moment I really think where it gets like so dark you can barely see it, and I'm like, why did they do that?
Yeah, like if you're looking at 2 minutes, 2 minutes and like 20 seconds.
Into that one you just sent me?
Yeah. That's kind of like the big thing. Like the blue looks beautiful in Blu-ray.
Yeah.
It's like actually blue, you know, kind of like that. It's vibrant. And he's also doing like a, Yuri on Ice kind of choreography. We'll call it Yaoi on Ice.
It is definitely more like detail as well, obviously.
Yeah, it just looks just more bright.
It just looks smoother, yeah.
It's Blu-ray. That's what we could have gotten.
It's not super jarring, though. It's not super jarring. I don't know if it's $50 worth jarring, to buy the Blu-ray.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. Like, it looks great. Like, yes, people have a legitimate point, but it's like, it's still not crazy enough for what people are saying. Like,
Yeah.
No, I feel you. People, like I said, people are fucking dumb, and that's why I do this podcast.
I pointed out like the grasshopper fight when they were like just throwing like blows on each other.
It looks horrible.
It's a good scene and all that, but just like it's so blurry. It like I kind of felt entitled because even I was like, man, what the hell? But that one moment doesn't ruin it for me. You know, I think it's just people want to complain about shit.
Yeah.
On X.
Yeah, Twitter. We don't call it that here. It's Twitter.
Why? Z?
What? No, it's Twitter.
Yeah.
I'll edit that out of the podcast. It'll be the first thing I've ever edited in this podcast.
XYZ.
That's how petty I am. Don't fucking test me, Tavirus.
Oh, I will. I will hack in and put that that dick riding GIF.
Yeah. But I thank you guys, both of you, for coming on. Tiberius, you want to shout out any of the stuff you do? Go ahead.
Sure. I appreciate that. Thanks for having me on. First off, shout out to Quan, other guests. Really, what I got going on now, I'm actually going to be editing the next game show episode. So that'll be with three actual JJK creators, you know, real cool guys. But I got to get Quan and Dylan on for an episode. So I'm really looking forward to that as being one of my next episodes.
You got to get to not be corrupted, dog. That's what
I'll actually and I'll make sure that everyone knows that he won. And I'll give him his 30 seconds in the beginning of the video.
Watch this shit drop perfectly uncorrupted.
But no, I also have my what does your favorite JJK character say about you part 3 dropping this week as well.
I'm not gonna lie, that you know why I hound you so much about it? Because that was probably the most fun I've had guesting on another show. If I'm being real.
I appreciate that.
Especially and not even was it entertaining for me, it was fun for me and Isabel to do together, and that's hard to make Isabel have fun with some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So you definitely killed it.
Yeah, man. That game took 4 months to kind of play practice games and refine it. Yeah, like look at, if you could go to episode 1 to the episode that I dropped last, is night and day difference. So it's like, it helped me grow as a creator. It's the reason why I came back to do, YouTube. And I'm getting my views have been real good lately.
Yeah,
and it's, you know, so that's all, I owe that all to the game. You know, I created the game, but it took a lot of people and everyone that played the game prior. And like I said, Quan, I want to get you on, get Jaquan on there.
I need to get on you and Dylan's time and with scheduling on my own.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. Isabel always. He'll just hit me up.
I just hit people like, what are you doing today?
Yeah, perfect time. I had fun, though. I appreciate that. Y'all make sure to join the Discord. Let's get my man over at 400 with the 420 party.
Even more important, everybody, we are 8 away from the YouTube hitting 500. We're doing a vintage Pokemon giveaway. Yeah, you already know. We're doing a vintage Pokemon giveaway for a base set to Zapdos Holo. And also, you would get a Sleeping Flareon mint Pokeball. Literally all you gotta do is subscribe to the YouTube. It's in the description here, along with Tiberius's shows and whatnot are in there as well. Jaquan, is there anything you wanted to shout out?
I mean, if you wanted to check out my channel, Jaquan, I have one video because I'm inconsistent as hell.
Hey brother, create content.
I'll talk about One Piece. I will talk about JJK. I will talk about Hunter x Hunter in the future. I don't care what anime. It'll be an anime, cartoon, whatever it might be. Movie?
Hell yeah.
For real. I'll make your thumbnail for you, bro.
And I'll actually hit you up about that. I didn't know you.
For free.
Jaquan. Tiberius has done a couple of ours. The Gear 5 episode, Tiberius. The one live action, One Piece live action that slapped off. That was our boy right here.
Oh, he did the live action one.
Yeah, I'm getting better. So, I don't mind. I like seeing people kind of chase, content.
I see you in the art chat doing your thing.
Yeah, I really like. I enjoy making thumbnails. You know, I can't draw for shit, so that's like my creative outlet, and it feels good.
I feel that for sure.
But yeah, what do you want to plug? What else do you want to plug?
I don't want to plug anything. I'm going to end this podcast, and then I'm going to go ruin the Attack on Titan finale for these people that are watching it in the anime stream thing right here. So I'm going to go ruin Kaven's night, and Jay's night, and Light's night, and Clay's night, and whoever the fuck the other dude is night.
I'll pop it to see what you do.
I'm just gonna wait till the end. I'm just going to be petty. That's all I'm going to be. I'm going to be low-key petty. But now that you guys know that, it might be like, just listen.
just wait. I'm gonna let it cook.
I got comedic timing, dog.
Who let this man in the kitchen?
But all right, I appreciate you guys all coming up to the summit. Be safe traveling down to the summit. Go subscribe to the YouTube. Peace.
Peace.
Deuces. Man.